You are listening to The Patriot Cause with Bud Cornwell, United States Marine Corps retired, standing guard on the Wall of Freedom. Welcome back, Patriots. This is the Gunny. I joined a wonderful podcast called The Kilroy Williams Show. So without further ado, listen to this great patriot and us discussing, among other things, where is America headed today?
What a way to kick off season three. We got a great guest today, patriotic hero, a Marine. And let's just bring him in here. Gunny, the gunman, is here. Thank you so much for coming on. And boy, there's a lot going on in our nation. First of all, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for what you're doing. You are a true patriot and a hero. And God bless you, sir, and welcome. And can you just tell us about yourself, how you got started with this show that you're doing, and what God has done in your life? And we'll just go from there.
Absolutely. I'm going to come up front to you and tell you, I was baptized when I was 8 years old in a muddy river in Orange, Texas.
Wow.
But it didn't stick. I became a Marine, spent 20 years in Marine Corps, did Marine things. I was not a good person back then.
Yeah.
I was a Marine drill instructor. I had a great career and everything, but, I didn't follow God like I should have. But to tell you, the difference is I became a government employee after I retired from the Marine Corps. And I was a GS-14 chief information officer for the VA hospital in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And one day I was just sitting in my car and I didn't even want to put the key in it because I just did not want to go to work. I was making a great salary, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is something was missing. I was miserable. I was miserable in the government. I seen everything that was going on. And, you know, I had the cars, the house, the family, all of that. But, you know, I didn't have a sense of purpose. And one day I was out cutting wood and I had my dogs with me and I was headed back after I loaded my little four wheeler thing up with a bunch of wood and everything. And I was opening up a gate to go into this area to cross this field to get to my house. And then when I approached the gate, I heard this loud trumpet sound. And I was going, you know, it didn't sound like a truck or, you know, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere. So, but anyway, so I go and I open up the gate, getting ready to go. And I heard it again and I'm looking up in the sky and I'm going, I don't know what in God's name's going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, prior to that, when I went down to cut the wood, that's when I approached God and I said, look, God, I'm miserable. I don't know what in God's name's going on, you know, all that stuff. And then after I closed the gate, I got back in the four wheeler. This instant calm just came over me. And from that day forward, I knew everything's going to be okay.
Wow.
And then I went home and within a couple of weeks, I told my wife, I says, I'm going to be a minister. And she's like, wow. What? I said, yes, I'm going to study, get a degree and become a minister. And that's what I did.
Wow.
And that's... God has been with me ever since.
Wow.
And I, you know, like I said, my life has completely changed. I moved to Alabama. I got a great home, great family, but the difference now is I know about it. I know what God has done and I wake up every day thankful for everything that he has done for me and for what the future holds, which obviously we know is this is just, you know, the step. This is the, you know, sharpening the sword to get us ready to meet our maker and be ready to face Jesus Christ. So now with that said, just to kind of continue on, how I started this podcast is I started it on August 13th of 2020 during all that, you know, COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my daughter's birthday. But the thing about it is what I couldn't understand is, and I think it's through God's eyes and showing me how the world is and what's happening. Then I realized communism is in our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. It's, yes. You know, it's deep ingrained in our country. And for 20 years in the Marine Corps, what did we do? We fought communism. We, you know, we fought all of these countries that are bad leaders in their country and basically, you know, putting and keeping their people in cages of mm-hmm. no freedom, all that stuff. And so I said, I'm going to do research on this. And I did. I started researching it and then seeing all the things that was going on. I says, now I'm going to start a podcast called The Patriot Cause. And what is that cause? That cause is for me to do what I can to expose and show to the audience, you know, what is actually happening in our country, you know, with our government, with our corporations, with the wokeness. All of that is part of the idea plan of communism mm-hmm. within our country. You know, Saul Alinsky has these 12 different steps. And if you go through those steps, you can see exactly what is happening in America. So that's how I started the podcast. And I'm so glad that the Patriot Cause is going and people are listening to it. And it's just a blessing from God.
That is awesome. That is awesome. What a wonderful testimony you have there. And thank you so much for what you're doing. Now you said you're a member of the Convention of States. Am I saying that right?
I am. Yeah, that is correct.
Can you explain people what that is? I have a friend that's also involved in that. But could you explain to our audience what that is and how that works and how do you think it's going to go?
Absolutely. I joined the Convention of States a couple of months after it started in 2013. It took me a few months to really absorb what was going on. Here's the nutshell of it. Article 5 of the Constitution allows the Constitution to be amended in two ways. One way most of us are familiar with, if Congress goes, has a vote and says, okay, we want to modify the Constitution, and you can pick any of the, you know, any of the amendments, you know, IRS, or, you know, Amendment 16, 17, you know, all that stuff. That was all voted by Congress. Now, of course, even after it comes out of Congress, it still has to go back to the states to get ratified. So great example, changing the buying alcohol to the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was all part of that, right? And that goes to the states. They agree to it. And next thing you know, it becomes an amendment. However, the states themselves, outside of the federal government, can have a convention and come together and agree on certain things that we need to correct our country. And that's what Convention of States is. Well, that's one of the main things that we do, is preparing and getting states to do this convention. We need 34 states. We now have 19. So we're over halfway. And there's three things that we're dealing with. Number one, most people don't know this, but nowhere in the Constitution is it required for the government to balance the budget. Mm-hmm. Got to get that in there. Yeah. If it was in there, then the judicial system could hold Congress
accountable.
You know, accountable for not balancing that budget. Number two, term limits for all mm-hmm. of them.
Yes.
You know, every single one of them, including those that are appointed. So there's no more, you know, 40 years of Fauci or 40 years of, mm-hmm. of Nancy Pelosi and whatever, mm-hmm. or McConnell, any of them, right?
Yeah, right.
The third thing is this, and you've probably seen this in most people within the last, specifically the last 20 years or so, our government continues to grow at a extensive level, where crazy. They're making department of this, department of that, department of whatever. So the third thing that the convention is going to do is put an amendment in there to reduce the size of the federal government, to get rid of all of these, you know, wasteful departments and so forth. So that's what Convention of States is, as far
people,
as going
to people who make a lot of, they make a lot of money, those people in those departments, ridiculous amount of money.
Like I said, I was in the government after I retired for 10 years, and I seen the massive waste.
I bet.
It just blows your mind. Now, here's the neat part about Convention of States, which I'm very, very thankful for. See, we are growing a grassroots organization in the states to be involved in their state, to stand up, have a voice, go to school boards, win school board, you know, positions, become governor, become sheriff, you know, all of the, you know, get up and do something. And we have over 5 million supporters and donors. We are larger than the NRA. Just think about that.
Wow.
And but these are people that are going into Congress. We have people that are convinced in the states that have made it to the federal Congress. We have a lot of them that are convinced in the states that are in the state Congress. And that's what Convention of States is all about. It's getting people to stand up and do something from the ground level to fight against everything that's coming down. We need to go from the bottom up and make the corrections. So that's what Convention of States is all about.
Wow. Do you see other states going to join really soon, or do you think it's just a slow process?
Well, it was slow at first. And then we had a period of time where we had 4 or 5 states per year. Then we went 2 years, you know, especially during the COVID and all that. Last year, we passed 4 more states. Wow. And here's the thing. Convention of States in many of the different states has passed in one or the other house of the legislation, either the House or the Senate. But they haven't passed both. So the Convention of States resolution has been presented by some representative or whatever in 49 states. So basically, we're at a point where, you know, people are getting tired of this. And this, to me, is the only solution that we have. That's it. There's no other way to do what is necessary to correct our federal government. You know, people say, well, you know, we got weapons. Don't even have that discussion. You know what I'm talking about. No, this is how you do it peacefully, using the rights and the freedoms that we have as citizens to make these corrections.
And Gunny, I bet you a lot of people aren't even aware that that exists, because, you know, they're not educated. We're not educated about it. You know, no one tells you anything. And I'm sure the swamp doesn't want you to know about it anyway, you know.
Yep. And the thing about it is see, the even on the conservative side, the powers to be, they don't want to lose their power. They don't want to have term limits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so we're not just fighting progressives and people that, you know, are it's flat out, you know, we're all both sides. That's why we haven't passed, you know, in 34 states, is because the conservative side is also fighting against this. So,
of course,
it's difficult. Yeah.
They're all in the same thing, man. Like I always say, at the end of the day, they go down Georgetown and they go to the bar and they all laugh at us. Seriously, that's what they do.
Oh yeah, the thing about it is, you know, you can use all the quotes, everything that you want to try to explain, you know, the swamp or whatever it is. But I use one that's very important, and that is when Hillary Clinton called us deplorables. She flat out basically said there's two types of people in America: us, the elites that run everything, and you, deplorable people that are stupid. That's the best way to put it. I don't know about you, but no, there's millions of Americans out there that are not deplorable. They work hard, they invent things and so forth. And just because you're sitting high on your $1 million horse up there doesn't mean that, you know, that we're not Americans.
Absolutely. And Yeah, they want to keep things the same. You know, it's all about power. And Gunny, it's also this too. It's not just the right versus left. It's good versus evil. That's the state that we're
that's
at right
big,
now.
This is a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And if people don't understand that, you're saying, well, no, we're fighting against all these, you know, secular things that are going on. Mm-hmm. No, this is Satan controlling people.
Yep.
And this is the good people having to fight Satan, fight this spiritual warfare of the mind. And we've seen the degradation of this country over the last 100 years of, you know, in the '60s, it took the Bible out of the college. And the rapid rate of young people in this country not going to church and worshiping the God that created them is causing a lot of this. People want to say, well, it's policies, all this stuff. No, it's not. It's human beings refusing the God that created them, which makes life good. That's the problem that we're having. That's the spiritual problem that we're having.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's sad that we're seeing this in our country, you know, what's happening, you know, but people like you are out there fighting, and that's what God wants us to do is to fight back, not violently, but the message, prayer.
Gotta love them. I love everybody, even absolutely. I mean, because they're human beings that God created. I may not like their policies or what they say, you know, you know, even if it's a murderer. This is hard for people to understand. Mm-hmm. We have to feel sympathy for these people because Satan is controlling their mind. Mm-hmm. He's controlling, you know, how they think and what they do. And we have to pray for them. We have to pray for all our people in the politics, our president. You may not like what he's doing, but, you know, we have to let God and give God the due process of controlling and doing what he does. We may not understand it, but God's in control always.
Absolutely. He's in control. I mean, he knows best. He knows what he's doing. And he told us the outcome. We know there's a good story at the end.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, with this past 2 years with COVID, you saw Satan controlling people. You saw, you know, what the fear that people had. They went and got the jab, and now we know what's happening with that. It's killing people. I don't know if you heard about that football player that just collapsed on the field.
I don't know
if that really had anything to do with it, but it wouldn't surprise me because they said that team is fully vaccinated.
Well, like I said, you know, all of them across the world. And there's a lot of reports that are coming out that, you know, people have to understand you just don't go to a media place and listen to it. You got to research. You got to understand the background between that organization. You know, are they mainstream media, which they have a narrative, and that narrative is absolute fear and control of the people. You got to dig in other places. You got to go to like the Epic Times and all these other places where you can get the truth about what is actually happening, and you're going to see that there's actually millions of Americans fighting this fight. It's not like we're just sitting around and letting this, you know, the tyrannical government take over everything. We're fighting this fight. Yeah.
And you know, you're speaking about the mainstream media. Fox News is included on that. They're all in it all together.
Absolutely.
I hear people about this. Yep, absolutely. And they're told what to say. They're told what to say. You know, this is what you're doing, or you're out of here. Yeah, you can't trust any of them. You know, I have some friends that'll say, "Whoa, Fox News says." I'm like, "You watching that?" I quit watching that when on the night of the election, what they did.
I don't watch TV at all. I mean,
it's poison.
If I research, maybe I'll go to YouTube or something like that. But I will. I do not watch TV at all.
Yeah.
If I ever watch it, I watch like MeTV. You know, Hogan's Heroes.
Oh yeah, that's the way I am too. The old good stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
The good stuff. You know?
I
want to be happy. I don't want to be miserable all the time.
Where you can escape. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you see it in the media. You see it in the entertainment where the evil is, you know, it's all exposed. It's right there in front of us. We just have to open our eyes and look and see what it is. It's just all poison. And, you know, and television, I mean, the name right there tells you, right? Tell a vision. They're telling you a tale. They're telling you.
It's a narrative.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
And they will not come off of that because Satan has got their mind fixed. Utopia. What is utopia, Kilroy? What is it?
Yeah.
People are trying to explain it and going, look, the human beings have never, ever successfully in the history of the world created any kind of utopia.
That's right.
And this is what their narrative is. If we can get rid of and control all these idiot, stupid people, then we can have this perfect world. And absolutely. It will never happen.
Yeah. Gunny, where do you see our nation right now? I mean, it's like a roller coaster. Every day, it's something different. You have a little hope, a little high, and then you're down in the valley again. You're up and down, up and down. Where do you think this country's going to go? And I know it's God's plan, whatever his will is. We'll just, you know, even if it falls off the face of the earth. What's your personal opinion? How do you feel about where this country's going? You think that God's going to give us a second chance, or do you think maybe because we've turned his back on him for so many decades, so many, many, many years? I mean, I know he'll probably judgment, but do you think maybe he'll just like maybe rebuild, or what's your opinion?
That's a great question. So let's use a scenario on how God works. And I think that's the best way to apply what's happening in the U.S. The way God functions in this and by controlling this world is what he does is he judges nations immediately. So when we go and Jesus Christ comes back and it's time for us to face our Savior, right. You're going to be judged. You're either going to be judged with the clean whiteness of righteousness from Jesus Christ and say, you are clean, go to heaven. Or he's going to tell you everything that you've ever done wrong. That's personal. But what's happening in the world, God judges nations. He judges the leaders immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's either he's either going to let them continually get bad, right? Or he's going to get involved. Here's a great example. God destroyed the temple and all that it stood for. And took his people, think about this, took his righteous people that he created through the nation with Moses through the desert and sent them to Babylon for 70 years. He punished Israel. Think about what I'm telling you. He punished that nation for a purpose. He's like a father and a son. You make mistakes, you do things wrong, you got to punish them. So they can learn, so they can respect you, so they can respect law and order, all that stuff. So then what happens? God intervenes. King Cyrus takes over Babylon, and God intervenes with him, and he says, okay, all the Jews can go back to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And they rebuilt the temple, and they started doing what they're supposed to do. Right?
Right.
Glorifying God, being part of that. This is what is happening in the United States. It started as a great country, and we grew, and we became strong with Christian values and the ability to proceed and use science and technology and go to the moon. All these things we did with the help of God and glory of God. Mm-hmm. And then we started turning. And he said, okay. If this is the way you want to do, I'm going to judge you right now, and I'm going to make life miserable. So what I think is going to happen and is happening, truth always prevails. So all of these evil people and everything that's coming out, and, of course, Donald Trump exposed it. Oh, he opened the door to Americans. I don't care what side you're on. And he showed us what is absolutely corrupted in the heart of our government and processes and things that are happening. So now people like us see that. We understand that. And I don't know about you, but what I do every day, I'm going, God, please forgive us. Help us to get to where we got to go. And more people are starting to realize that. They're starting to realize that we need God to come back and help us. And millions of people across this country are praying for this country every day. And we're seeing, I think, we're seeing a change. A slow change, but it is a change where people are seeing and realizing that we have to act. We have to use the God-given rights and the free will that he has given us to make the changes that are necessary. God's not just going to click his fingers and all of a sudden everything's good. He wants you to do it.
That's right.
He wants you to come back to him and you to fix your country. He's going to help us, but you have to do the free will to be able to get the country back. And I think we're headed in that direction.
Well, that sounds really promising. And that's where the part of the body of Christ is. He's the head, we're the body. So
absolutely,
know, he wants us to do what we're supposed to do. And if you don't know, ask him. He will tell you. He'll be glad to tell you where he wants you to be, you know, to save this country. You know, Gunny, I also blame the church. The church did a lot of allowing this to happen, never fought for abortion. Thank the Lord that that slowly is turning with that. That
it is, yep.
You know, with the Supreme Court decision. You know, the church, that's how I started my podcast. I was concerned about the sleeping church, allowing all this to happen. And, you know, you hear about the term deep state. I personally believe, this is my personal opinion, there's a deep church as well. And, you know, Satan has, you know, if you look up a lot of these churches, Satan has invaded a lot of these churches, you know, the way the false teachings are, you know, that kind of thing. You know, and then they have a lot of these churches are the 501c3s that a lot of people talk about, you know, where they're, you know, they get that deduction and they, you know, the government tells them what to say and they, you know, they're afraid to speak the truth. You know, what's your thoughts on that? You know, I mean, I think God's also going to be judging the church as a whole, you know what I mean? The body of Christ that is, you know, a lot of these leaders are going to be held accountable because, you know, they think of it as a business, a money-making thing. What are your thoughts?
No, I absolutely agree. Like I said, I became a minister. I went to Missouri in a small church in Queen City, Missouri. I was there for almost 8 months. And what my wife and I had determined is we had to move back to Arkansas because we were just too far away from our kids. Anyway, so I know what the church was like then, right? The small community church. But then you have these big churches. But let me give you a great example of what you're talking about and why the church has turned. Some of us that are of age can remember Jim Jones in the 1980s or 70s. I think it was
70s. I think it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, he created this church cult. Well, I hate to tell you this. That ain't nothing compared to what's going on today.
That's right.
Nothing. I mean, that was just one of maybe a handful of these ridiculous churches, per se.
And that's where the term came from, drinking the Kool-Aid, right?
Drinking the Kool-Aid. So that's an example. But I'm telling you, today it's everywhere. It's in all different types of environments. And the thing that gets me the most is this. Kilroy, this is what I can't understand, especially being a minister, is how can you lead a congregation if you are not solid in the Word of God, using that as your foundation for your church? There's only one way I can think of, is it's exactly what sin is in the heart of men. And Satan is using that to fight against the Word of God in these churches of many, many churches that are going on today. And like you're saying this, you know, the powers to be, even churches, we're all human, right?
Right.
And the thing about it is when we leave the comfort and the direction and the guidance of God in your church, it's going to escalate. Next thing you know, you're going to have, you know, lesbians and gays that are, quote, ministers, and everything's going to be okay. And I think in their mind, they're saying it's a good thing because we need to accept everybody into a church. I get that. But if your church is not clean and it's not following the principles of God, how are you going to fix these people? How are you going to help them become part of Christ's kingdom? If you're just allowing them to come to a church and be, you know, whatever corrupt in their hearts that they want to be, that's not a church. But we're dealing with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I know you're not saying just because they're homosexual or whatever that we turn your back on them.
What I'm saying is
Jesus went to those people. You know what I mean? Jesus went to, you know.
But
there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Yeah, but the difference is if your church, a good church, a Bible, gospel preaching church,
you can help those people.
Bring these people in, and guess what? You're going to change them.
Absolutely.
The Holy Spirit will come in, and they'll go, and, you know, just like me, I'm a prime example. Like I said, when I was a Marine, I was a bad dude, if you know what I mean. I did everything.
You were a tough drill instructor, weren't you, Gunny? You were a tough drill instructor.
and he broke me down like a bad dog. you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so wonderful to understand how he has the power and the grace. Here's the thing, the grace to give to you to be able to change and successfully come to him through his word and live a good life for him.
Amen.
And that's, you know, we've changed people from whatever, lesbians, gays, murderers, you know, whatever.
In God's eyes, everyone, it's still the same sin to him, you know?
Yep. I had a young guy in the Army, same thing. I think he was about 38, 39 years old. And he would never come to our church, but his wife did. And she kept talking to me, "Can you please talk to him?" I said, "Sure." So I finally had the opportunity to go to his house. What I found out is he was very smart in the Bible. He read the Bible all the time. He understood most of it, but he just didn't go to church. Well, he ended up getting throat cancer. Right. And then he started coming to me, you know, and talking about it. I says, "First off, you need to go to church and you need to go every day and you need to get baptized. You need to confess right now that God is your savior and you will have no control." Guess what he did? He started coming to church and I got him and we baptized him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, a year and a half later, he died from that throat cancer, but I changed his life.
Yeah. And he's
through God and the Holy Spirit. I didn't do anything. God did it.
Mm-hmm. And he's in eternity with God now because of that. That's
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So he won. He won that battle.
He did.
Absolutely. So we were talking earlier before we got started on the show about a couple things. One of them is that we're talking about this case that's coming up in the Supreme Court today. Just want your thoughts on that about where they're these brothers. There's three guys that brought this case. For those who don't know, they were able to bring it to the Supreme Court. To me, that's a miracle right there. The Supreme Court didn't even want any, you know, to even want to even do that. You know, it's usually a lot of red tape involved, and they want to. Can you explain to people what this is? It's about the not necessarily to turn the election back over, but it could result in that if that happens. They're claiming treason, I guess, with the Congress. They didn't do their duty right, and they didn't, you know, as far as, you know, bringing the vote back to the state. Pence didn't do it. What are your thoughts about that? Where do you think the outcome? Do you think anything's really going to be happening? Do you think it's going to be a nothing burger?
No, I wish and I pray that something will come out of this, but I really think it's just not going to, what their goal is to change the outcome of the election.
Yep.
Right. Remove the president, the vice president, you know, reinstate Trump, take 380 plus representatives and senators and say, you are all involved in this and just make them go away.
I mean, that would be nice.
That it would be, but that, you know, I don't know. That's a big task.
That would be a big thing. Yep. If that happens, that would be truly a miracle.
Right. But what people must understand, this is a great case to go to the Supreme Court, and here's how this stuff works. It may not succeed, but guess what? It has opened up the eyes to the country.
Yeah, exposure.
Right? Yep. Exposure. Absolutely. And what they're really saying is all of these people refused to investigate all of this voter fraud, which absolutely happened. I don't care what anybody said.
Yep.
You know, it happens on both sides, but this one was huge.
Yeah.
You know, this was evil. These were people that were convinced there's no way we're going to lose this election. We're going to do whatever it takes to do it. And all the people wanted to do was to have Congress, even before January 6th, they wanted Congress, and they kept pounding them to just investigate the states, go send people, you know, non-bias representatives to go into those states and review the process of the voting.
Yes.
And they just wouldn't do it.
No, they wouldn't do it.
So that's what this case is about, is trying.
Yeah, if anything, you're right. That'll be a blessing right there. It'll be exposed. Yeah. And that's part, I believe that God's doing that. That's probably another part of his plan to expose that. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, Gunny. Good point. But you hear a lot of this stuff, you know, people, they really believe, and I just shake my head. It's like, you know, I just pray whatever God's will is. We don't know how God's going to do it. He's going to do it that you're going to, if his will to better things and change, like we were discussing earlier, to turn our nation back, but it's going to be something that we're not even going to possibly comprehend. You know, man doesn't know, oh, this is definitely, it's going to be this way, that way, this way. You always heard about, what, two years now, 2.5 years almost, I guess. Trump's going to come back this date. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. God bless Donald Trump. He is, he was anointed by God as far as doing, coming to the country. Absolutely. Like you said, I believe he used him to expose because people were blind. That's Christians as well. But don't rely on a man. What we need is have Jesus Christ come back to our country.
Amen.
That's what we want.
Amen.
We want him in the capital of the United States, you know? And like you said, it may take a while, you know, it's a lot of filth to clean out. And like you said, God's watching. He wants to see if we're going to do our part. And if it's just a little bit, God will say, okay, you know, it's a little heavy for you here. I'll lift this part up for you. You know what I mean? And that's what we need to focus on is Jesus. We need to focus on, like you said, these people. We should feel sorry for them. It broke my heart. I had a lot of, I'm sure you may have too, experiences, a lot of family members that were blind with the jab thing coming out. And, you know, and it just, it breaks my heart, you know. And I've lost acquaintances. I lost friends. And I know why. They don't know why, but I know why. I have my speculations. And it's just, you know, you just, it's also with me, it brought a scary time. I'm like, wow, would you guys take the mark of the beast as well? I mean, this could have been a test, I think.
Could have been. Absolutely.
You know, to see how stupid humanity is. And they proved their point. There was a lot of ignorant people out there. And it,
capitalize on what you're saying here. Here's the thing. I'm an IT guy. I've been doing IT for years, and I got an IT degree when I got out of the Marine Corps and all that stuff. So I understand technology and all that. Here's the thing. The internet. So here's the key. The internet came around about early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was before that, but I'm talking about when people started using it.
Really started
it's
getting
grown. It's huge. So think about this. In Revelations, God tells us there is going to be this person, right? You can call him the Antichrist, you know, whatever words you want to use. There's different words that are used in the Bible, you know, that is going to come. And I know that. We all know that. The Bible is the Bible. Yep. Now, is it going to be during our time? I don't know. But I do know this. It's impossible for any individual in this realm, this world, physical world, to have any type of control of everybody in the world without the internet.
That's right.
It's impossible. That person cannot, you know, do the thing. So the point I'm making is, this is what's happening. The world is being prepared for this lawless man, right? Yep. The man of lawlessness, otherwise known as the Antichrist.
That's right.
And people have to understand that. We must understand and see what's happening. If it's God's will for this world, for this man of lawlessness to stand up in the next 10 years, it's going to happen, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that you fall asleep and you have this misery and you just kind of eke your way through it. No, you wake up every day and you thank God and Jesus Christ for what he did, because you can make it through this.
That's right. And you know what
happens?
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, yeah. And also, Gunny, look at this too. God chose you to fight this battle at this time. He chose you to be a part of that army. We should be honored for that. You know, he knew all along that you and I were going to be here and others, and he was going to use us, whether it be like the shows that we do or whatever it is that he chose us to do. And that's another good point to look at. And that'll motivate you and encourage you. Trust me. Oh, yeah, I agree with you there. Too, you know, yeah, get up and thank God, you know, thank him for your blessings, you know, and no matter how that's why I agree with you. Stay away from that. I hate to use a Trump quote, fake news, in the media, and go in the Word of God. All the answers are in the Word of God. Even if you don't understand it, you go back and you ask God, Lord, I don't understand this word. He'll explain it to you. He'll make sure that you understand it. Believe me. I'm no Bible scholar, you know, or anything like that, but that's what I do. If I don't understand what's going on in God's word, I ask him, and he will tell you. All the answers are in there. So if we all focus on that, I think it'll make things a little more easier on us. And it's not easy. The enemy attacks us, doesn't he? He attacks us
every day.
Every day. He knows our weaknesses, whether if you're a person that is highly anxiety or whatever. He's going to attack you on that. We just have to remember, you know, we have power over the enemy. God gave us that power. I think a lot of people don't realize that, do they, Gunny? They don't realize the power that we have, that Christians have over Satan, do they?
Nope, not at all. Not at all. And that's, you know, when you stop thinking from a cultural, secular mindset, then the world's a great place to live in. And you know, they asked me, going, you lost your mind. I mean, it's terrible. What's going on? I'm like, no, this is the creation. This is the wonder that God has made, the universe, you know, the globe. You go around to these great sites all over the world, you know, and you just see the beauty and the wonder of what God did, even with the flood and how he changed the world with the flood.
That's right.
And guess what? That's what drives you to not only look forward to Jesus Christ and focus on him, but also do what is necessary, like you're talking about, Kilroy, to work in this environment and get his word out and let people know it's okay.
Yeah.
The world is the world, but it's okay.
Yeah.
This is what you deal with. And you continue to live your life every day with the hope and the grace that God has given us. And you don't worry about this world. You act.
That's right.
You, you vote. You know, you do changes.
But don't let it beat you up.
Don't get stressed over this.
Exactly.
World.
Don't let it beat you up. Don't let it beat you up. Because that's what the enemy would love to have that happen. You know, you be that, because then you know, he's keeping you from doing what God really wants you to do. And I personally always have to remind myself of that. I have to say, you know, every day I wake up and say, you know, I'm not, you know, I feel the enemy attack me, Lord. I'm feeling, you know, pretty down, you know, and I just, yep. you know, I just yell out the devil, get out of here, man. He's like, you say his Absolutely. Name, he's going to flee. You know, he's going to flee. Gone. We just have to remember that. We have to remember that. Now, even Jesus says we're always going to face trial and tribulations. But the great part of that, and I'm sure you agree with me with your experience, he gets us through that. And he strengthens us. And through trials and tribulations, we're able to help others, aren't we? Because we've experienced it. We know what it's like. It could be anything, you know, addiction. Losing a loved one, anything, whatever it is, the case may be, it can be something really small, and but it doesn't matter in God's eyes. It's something big that you're helping someone.
Gilroy, I'm sorry, but I got a meeting.
No, man, I appreciate you coming on, and thank you so much. We'll have to do this again. And
oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to get you on my podcast also, The Patriot Cause.
Yeah, I'd love to come on.
You know, yep. And for those out there, you can get it on any podcast on your phone, or you can go to the patriotcause.com website and you can listen to it there. And you can also learn about Convention of States. And there's this other veterans organization that I'm part of. It's called Veterans in Defense of Liberty, where us military guys and Kilroy and I are going to get together. He's going to hear a lot more about how I'm involved in the veterans and what awesome. I think about what's happening in the military today. I'm also a co-host on a radio show in Birmingham, Alabama called Scott Beeson Show. So be looking for me there. Yep. And I love having the mic. It's awesome.
Well, you're doing a fine job, sir. God bless you. Thanks for coming on, man. We'll talk
to you. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you later. Have a great week. All in it for him. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't